1715.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Live Saturday edition. You can, as always, bring up whatever might have to be on your mind. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away, so enjoy those on us, including live streams, updates, the Shrine of Female Listeners, and more. Of course, we'll give you more information on that as the show rolls on tonight. But to start things out, I want to talk about just an absolutely outrageous police abuse story. And we've certainly covered our share, if not more than our share, of police abuse stories on this show.
Well, I think that's the role of the press in a free country is to...
Well, it should be.
Keep an eye on the authorities. I mean, that's why the press needs to be free.
Well, I don't think the press does a very good job of it. So we're trying to pick up the slack.
Well, they're making sure that Brittany does the right things.
Well, in fact, in the case that we're going to talk about, the press actually assisted the police in running cover for them. So, and then it's at its worst when the press
they don't really run cover. They just say whatever the cops tell them.
Well, okay. By default, they're running cover for the police. They're parroting the official press releases of the police and not doing any investigative work when it wouldn't be that difficult. So it's story after story. There are new instances of police corruption and abuse every single week in this country, and we only hear about a fraction of them, obviously, because that's not what this show is all about. So, you know, I'm sure if we looked closer, we could do an entire three-hour show every single week about this if we wanted to. And from time to time, it goes beyond just stealing someone's drugs or taking money from somebody or taking their car or whatever it is that the cops are doing that's just naughty and corrupt. It goes beyond corruption, sometimes into the realm of murder. And the last time we talked about a case where the police clearly murdered someone in cold blood was, I believe, one of the Delaware task forces that they had put together, some anti-drug task force.
Shot some dude on a front porch there after tasering him a couple of times.
Right. Some guy who had just come home from Iraq, as a matter of fact. So he'd gone over and supposedly served his country and then was served with a bullet to the head from his local police department. And the police, of course, as always, were, you know, they covered for themselves. The police spokespeople, you know, they said, okay, we're investigating. And then they investigated and they determined that no problem here. We haven't violated any rules, so everything's fine. You've got a dead man on your hands, but no one is accountable for it. That's usually how this goes.
Yeah, pretty much any time that somebody just dies, when they keep police around and they kill them, the cops have killed them, it's, you know, they're judged and adjudicated by their internal investigations. Everything's fine. Don't worry about the citizens. Nothing to see here. Go on.
The police are so good and so experienced at covering up for this nonsense that they can get away with it in front of eyewitnesses. They can murder people in front of others who are standing there watching the entire thing go down. And then the story that comes out later is completely, the police's story is completely different from that of the eyewitnesses, and the police are believed, and everything's just brushed under the rug. This story comes from the Portland area. Fuad Cady is his name, the victim in this case. Cady, a suspect in three hit-and-run crashes on the day of his death, this is from the Portland Indy Media, was bloody, naked, combative, and unfazed by 50,000 volts from a stun gun when he leapt atop a patrol car and threatened to kill Officer Willard, said police. A Clackamas County grand jury later cleared both officers of wrongdoing. This is how the corporate media apologists describe the killing, and this is all most people know. And that's why it's so hard to find justice. Because these things are framed by the police state, the corporate police state, they use the term corporate a lot in here, they are skillfully spun.
I'm not sure what a corporate police state means. What does that mean?
I don't know. I think it means that the police work hand in hand with the big media companies to cover these things up. That's what the suggestion is here. But really, what's more important are the facts in the case, and we'll get to those. They say that they're skillfully spun in a manner that makes people not care. The story, everything, and if they can, the story is everything, and if they can control the story, they control the outcome. That's why it's up to us to reclaim our voices and tell the real stories. Well, thank goodness we have the internet where these things can be done these days. In fact, the story of the killing of Fuad Cady is very different than the strangely dispassionate words in this blurb would suggest. For those who have forgotten, here's what really happened. Fuad Katie was driving down the road when he caught fire. It's the belief of many members of his family that he'd been transporting gasoline in his mother's car because his truck had run out of gas. The fact is, that fact is supported by witnesses who observed that the pickup truck he'd been driving apparently had run out of gas in front of a local business earlier in the day and had been towed away. Katie was seen heading back home to get his mother's car. Witnesses at the tow yard reported that the truck was out of gas, so it does appear likely he had been transporting gasoline, and as he was a smoker, that is probably what sparked the flames.
Mm.
In any event, however it happened, a fire ignited as he was driving the car. We know this because the fire touched off several small grass fires along the road he was traveling. In addition, at least one witness reported seeing the windows of his car black with smoke as he drove past. As he was flailing about trying to put out the fire, his car struck another car, driven by Tiffany Stenko, and then another. Moments later, with the cab of his car filled with smoke and fire, he went off the road and crashed into a small wooded area. I almost felt it too obvious to add that most people would not be able to drive much better than he did if they were on fire. But the corporate media and police agencies involved in this killing continue to harp on the alleged hit and runs that occurred as he was struggling to pull out to put out the flames.
He didn't run far.
No.
He ran to this ditch. I mean, he was still on the scene.
When the car finally stopped, Fuad got out in a daze. Witnesses note that he was burned over his entire body from the waist up, and that he was bloody and confused. He apparently suffered injuries in the crash, aside from the burns that were so severe that flesh was literally hanging from his body. Now, I actually spent about 40 minutes watching YouTube videos about this incident today, mm-hmm. and I actually listened to the testimony of the police officers.
Yeah, I did,
and
too.
They absolutely backed that up. This man was, by their own words, covered in blood and skin hanging off of his body.
I can't tell you how many times they said covered in blood in those on those news reports.
In a catatonic state. Well, in what you watched, they did loop it a bunch of times, but just to reiterate that fact. Anyway, he was in shock, and he had apparently suffered injuries in the crash aside from the burns, again, flesh hanging off his body. Now, shock is normal when the body suffers this level of trauma.
Makes sense.
As is often the case when people are in shock, he was confused and not acting very coherent. This is not because he was some drug-crazed weirdo, as the media has repeatedly implied. It's because that's how people react when they're seriously injured. And by the way, I don't know if it says this later, but they did do a toxicology report
mm-hmm.
because the police were suggesting they thought he was high. No drugs. No problem. So, continuing here. At this point, an interesting side detail emerges, because almost every account in the event in the media makes reference to a good Samaritan who supposedly tried to help but was kicked in the chest by Fuad. This helps build a scary image of Fuad that the media created, the one the public was expected not to empathize with. But there's a strange smell in this story, if one digs for it, because the Good Samaritan was hiding something. He disappeared into the woods after Mr. Katie, and when he came out, his hands were covered with blood. It was his story to the police that he was bloody because Fuad kicked at him, and he grabbed Fuad's foot to protect himself. No one else saw what happened. The stench starts rising only later, if one digs a little more than anyone in the mainstream media or the police force did. Because, as it happens, the Good Samaritan was one Ronald Poirier. He didn't tell anyone at the scene, not even the police, that he is in fact Tiffany Stenko's uncle. She was one of the accident victims.
Mm.
Remember, she was the woman whose car was initially struck by Katie's car. What are the odds that Mr. Poirier just happened to be around right then, just happened to be available to follow Mr. Katie into the woods to help him like that, just happened to forget to mention the police's relationship to the woman involved in the initial accident? And yes, Ms. Stenko had a cell phone and had contacted at least one member of her family prior to Mr. Poirier's fortuitous appearance. Seems odd that the media would continue to refer to a Good Samaritan without asking any questions about this little detail, unless their purpose is really to just make people believe that this guy was an irredeemable freak who had it coming.
I don't think that that's necessarily the media. I just can't believe the media's in this.
They're just incompetent.
Yeah, I just believe they're incompetent. They said whatever the cops told them to say. Not that they told them to say. Whatever the cops reported. And that's about it.
Now, we haven't even gotten to the killing yet. Boy, is this messed up. These cops, they did this whole scene, from what I understand, in 28 seconds. They arrived on the scene, tasered this man several times, and then shot him to death. We'll explain what happened in detail and explain to you why you should care about this. Why this could have been you. Because it could have. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. This is your show, live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. Attention, this is an urgent news bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, there's a very real chance you'll now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to beat them at their own game. And above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control. Get relief. Get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Ted Anders for Midas, December 14, 2007. Gold, 790, 70-ounce gold coins can be purchased for 814, 67, 401, 55 for half, 278 for quarter. That's 814, 67, 401, 55, and 278. For years, Ron Paul has taken the position to uphold constitutional rights. He's been branded by special interest groups as doctrinal, refusing to bend his values. I can only imagine the pressure applied by Congress as he stands alone for these principles. He has given up a medical career for this. Ron Paul is running for president. The ideas of strong currency, ending the war, defending the Constitution, and protecting civil liberties are catching on. As a thank you, GCNLive.com, Midas Resources, and I would like to send you a free copy of the Ron Paul Family Cookbook. Call 800-686-2237 for your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237. I hope his values are touching your heart as deep as they are mine. That's 800-686-2237. Thanks again for supporting Ron Paul.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. Let's ask the question that the Bush regime hopes you will never ask. That is the USA already bankrupt? As the world's biggest debtor nation, we are borrowing in excess of 80% of the world's net savings. That's $2 billion per day to finance the biggest deficit in history. Our creditors are becoming increasingly concerned that the debt can never be repaid. Japan and China, two of the largest holders of U.S. debt, are looking to greatly reduce their exposure to dollars. In fact, China has privately hinted that a U.S. attack on Iran could result in China's dumping massive amounts of U.S. Treasury bonds. To find out more about this, call for a free report on the coming dollar collapse. Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-8-XANADU or 1-888-8-XANADU and ask for George.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can bring up anything. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got live streams there, broadband version of the show, and a dial-up version both for free for you. freetalklive.com. Movies, lingerie, marital aids. AdamEve.com has got a special app, special offer for you. Go to AdamEve.com/talk and get 50% off of one item. Plus, with your order of $17 or more, they'll throw in a free gift. That's 50% off. AdamEve.com/talk.
800-259-9231, talking about police brutality in America. And it is a much wider spread problem than you might think, especially if you're new to this show, because we certainly talk about it a lot on Free Talk Live. But there's just not enough coverage in the media. There's not enough serious coverage. They don't really pick apart the information that they're given from the police department. And the story we're reading sort of suggests that there's a conspiracy between the media and the police to cover these things up. I think I'm with you, Mark. I think that there's no conspiracy going on. It's just incompetence.
It's just local media.
It's just lazy journalism. That's all it is. And look at the just the state of journalism in general. Tends to be pretty lazy. I mean, it's easier to take a government press release, change a few words, and put your name on it, and then throw it out there. Nobody really does any real reporting anymore, or very, very few organizations, a few individuals actually do real reporting. But luckily, the Portland indie media has really done a great job of breaking into the case of Fuad Katie. He's a young man, looks like he's in his late 20s at the time. I think it was around 27 when he was driving while allegedly carrying some gasoline from one point to another. We're not sure exactly how the blaze was ignited,
but a
blaze was started on the inside of his vehicle. He, of course, was on fire at that point, and, he lost control of his car, hit a couple of cars, and then rolled his car into a ditch, got out. I don't think the story is mentioned yet that he, at some point, got naked, because he was on fire, or his shorts were burned off,
something.
Or whatever. We were told, I think it was the media, or some people were told that it was a very hot day, and he might have only had shorts on to begin with when he was transporting these things. So what happened was he ran into or stumbled into the forest, basically. He was completely in shock. I mean, his skin
People
was hanging
do
off.
Odd things when they're in shock.
His skin was hanging off of his body. He was covered in blood. After this, somebody went out and supposedly tried to help him, and he was just out of it. After this, Fuad wandered away from the scene. And this is the run in the hit-and-run story. He wandered off down a dirt road through a nearby nursery and just kept going. People began calling 911 to report him, as he was obviously not well. Injured, losing blood, confused, and in shock. His behavior was indeed odd, as anyone's would be under the circumstances. And yes, he was naked. He had been dressed earlier that day, but something about being on fire can leave one looking disheveled and not as socially acceptable as people who weren't nearly burned to death a few minutes before. After a while, Fuad came to a nursery where a man named Robert Montgomery was just closing up the door of his semi-truck. Mr. Montgomery saw Fuad weaving up the street toward him, and then just saw him sit down in the road. Obviously, very badly injured.
Now, the guy was covered in blood, naked, and sitting in the road.
That is correct. Another witness, Elaine Thornlim, also saw this, as she had been following Fuad down the street to look after him. When he sat down, she stopped her SUV and watched. Dozens of nursery workers also saw what was happening. Moments later, a police car came careening up the road and almost drove right past Fuad as he sat there on the pavement. One of the witnesses waved them back, hoping the cops were there to help this man. It's a common mistake.
And this, well, I mean, that's what people would expect is
right?
For the police who protect and serve to come and protect and serve.
That's why I'm reading this story, so you can know better and be very afraid of these people. They're like dangerous animals.
Well, I don't know that they're necessarily always that way, but the problem is that
more often than not they are, Mark, and you need to be very cautious when dealing with the cops.
I can agree with you that that there are a lot of times when calling the police is a bad idea. It turns out to be a bad, bad idea.
So here we go. The officers again rolled up on the scene, were waved back by the witnesses. And it is at this part that the author says, "I am made sick to my soul," because both officers, in their own words, have admitted they could see how badly injured Fuad was from the moment they drove up. Both admit that he was obviously very badly burned, that he had skin hanging from his body. Both say they knew he was unarmed. He was naked.
Yeah.
Where are you going to hide your weapon?
But the news report, as I recall, does say that they thought
right.
He was armed.
Right. The news report, again,
that's the cover-up.
Just parrots the police story to suggest that police thought he might be armed. Oh, really? Anyway, they described him
I
in their own
I suppose that
words.
Gives them license to shoot any of us, because
right.
Any of us could possibly be armed.
Well, again, usually when the police use, even if they don't use deadly force, if they just whip out a taser and shoot somebody, usually their excuse was, I was frightened. I was frightened for my safety. And they used that excuse here, too. Though he didn't really do anything that was in any way, shape, or form should have been frightening to these cops. He said, so apparently, again, the cops admitted that they saw that he was badly injured, burned, skin hanging off of him, covered in blood. They described him in their own words as being catatonic and in shock. Both acknowledged that when they approached him, he was sitting quietly in the road. He was posing no threat to anyone. And yet, rather than calling for medical help and waiting for it to arrive, they savagely attacked this poor man as he sat there, more vulnerable than any human should ever be.
Now, they said that he was catatonic, but they attacked him?
They sure did.
That doesn't make much sense.
No, it doesn't. According to all witnesses, and even to the officers themselves, they leapt out of the car and assaulted Fuad with tasers. One witness told me they jumped out like Starsky and Hutch, ran over to him and started barking and hollering orders, then just started tasing him within seconds.
Now, there's audio of this, correct?
No. The only audio that exists is audio of the one of the cops, Officer Willard, calling in the scene. You know, code 3 or whatever the code is. Calling it in and then calling for back or calling for an ambulance because shots have been fired. There are 28 seconds between when he calls in the scene and then calls for the shots fired.
Hmm.
So again, lots of witnesses standing there watching this happen, watching the police barrel out of their cruisers and then give orders to this man, which again, he's in shock.
Right. He disobeyed.
His skin is hanging off of him, but he's just sitting there. Sitting there, as the cops described, Indian style. It wasn't like he was crouched getting ready to jump the cops or something like that. He was sitting in the middle of the road, Indian style, and the cops were ordering him to lay on his back. Now remember, he's got his skin hanging off.
Right.
He's burned. It's a hot day out, and they want him to lay down on the concrete?
Very bizarre.
So even if he wasn't totally coherent, it still would make sense for him to not lay down as the cops were ordering him to do. But what we've seen with the police these days is if you disobey the police, they have the ability to tase you and get in no trouble whatsoever for it. It doesn't matter anymore. The old original idea about the taser has been completely shoveled in most police departments.
Right.
The original idea was if the police officer was in danger of bodily harm, that they could use the taser to subdue the person that was putting them in that danger.
It sort of makes sense,
Sure.
The taser would be something, it's safer than a gun.
Absolutely.
People don't die, and
mostly they don't.
Police, if they're in danger, they can protect themselves.
And I think that's the way it is still in some police departments, but many departments have accepted the new taser rule that says that you may use the taser to achieve compliance. It is a pain compliance device in that if you do not follow the orders of this police officer, he will tase you and nothing will happen to him for it. So that's what they did here to Mr. Cady, since he wasn't laying down on the burning hot tarmac or whatever, the concrete there.
With his skin hanging off.
With his skin hanging off. They tased him again and again and again. We'll tell you the rest coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing, they're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care and cardio maintenance. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with the building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by Jim Strauss after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery. As a seventh-generation herbalist, Jim knew that there were herbs that had a long tradition of heart, blood, and circulation properties. and that there had to be another option besides going under the knife. Jim said no and began working on a formula to better himself and others. After he perfected the mixture of herbs and spices, he created Strauss Heart Drops. Get the Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.95. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you really can do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
Do you suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, unbalanced cholesterol, or clogged arteries? Do you want to live free of sickness, pain, and fear with increased vitality? Today, you're going to learn about an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and improved circulation. It's called Heart and Body Extract, and it's going to change your life. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, was astonished by how quickly the product worked for her.
Within 2 weeks of using the formula, my blood pressure went from 160 over 110 to 120 over 70. Typically, a person will notice a difference within the first bottle.
So, exactly how does Heart and Body Extract work?
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself.
Here are just a few of the benefits associated with Heart and Body Extract. Angina is gone in just a few days. Blood pressure goes back to normal, and irregular heartbeat returns to normal. Heart and Body Extract works by making sure your body is in balance. Doctors who've tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results. Dr. Mark Goodman talks about his experience with the product.
My experience has been tremendous. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Dr. Shreve also witnessed the positive effects with his patients.
This is the most encouraging development that I think that I have seen in a long while in dealing with these patients who are so ill. I am just amazed.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll-free at 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition, and you can take control of the airwaves. Toll free at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
Hey, Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Get signed up for the updates. We'll clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com to get on the list, and I can tell you an update is going out tonight. I think we should probably talk about our special little offer we're going to be doing at the Free Talk Live store, maybe towards the end of the show, because it takes effect at midnight.
Okay.
And we'll explain why coming up later. So go and get on the updates list if you don't want to miss out. Updates.freetalklive.com. It's free, of course. That's updates.freetalklive.com. SACL, CAI, has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It is really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you, so their staff is respectful, they record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy, so your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com or call 800-544-6359. That's 800-544-6359 for SACL CAI. Talking about a disturbing story, and when we finish telling the story, we'll get right to the phone calls here, but it's important to get all this information out. It's the story of a man named Fuad Katie, and he is now dead man at the hands of the Oregon police. What happened was he ended up, his car caught on fire as he was driving.
Well, one was a local police officer and one was a state police officer. Is that not correct?
I believe I think it was actually sheriff and city.
Okay.
But either way, he was driving. He's inside of his car, caught on fire. He crashed into another car. He, you know, stumbled out. His skin was hanging off. He was covered in blood. He stumbled around for a little while and then ended up sitting down Indian style in the middle of the lane of the road. At that point, the police arrived on the scene. They piled out of their cars, these two cops, and they started yelling at him, ordering him to, even though he was clearly not a threat. I mean, he's naked, by the way, naked, covered in blood, skin hanging off, sitting in the middle of the road. The police are yelling at him to lay down, and that's where we pick up the story.
Says, again, according to the witnesses, the police just ran out, started barking orders, and started tasing him within seconds. The police's story is a little different, though not that much. They make it sound like they tried to reason with him for a while first, but even they admit that he never even got up, never raised a hand, before they started searing his already seared flesh with taser barbs. The facts support the witness's story more than theirs, and that the killing took place within seconds. He never made a threatening move, or even so much as a rude gesture. All he did was sit there, unable to comprehend what they were saying. And 28 seconds after they leapt out of their car, he was dead. Now we get the 28 seconds number because you can hear the cop call in the code when he pulls up and then call for the backup or whatever after he'd killed the guy.
Right. There's fine. There's audio.
Right. Yeah, they were the ones that shot. He didn't have a gun. He was naked.
Right.
Didn't have any weapon.
That's what naked means. He has nothing on him.
Clearly stunned. The cops themselves used the term catatonic to describe this man.
Yes, they did.
That means he was out of it. I mean, this guy was out of it. He's sitting in the middle of the road, and the cops started tasing him. They say they demanded he lie face down on the ground, and when he didn't comply, they tased him. This non-compliance, that is the combative part of the story we keep hearing. They were claiming he was combative. But even both police officers admit that he didn't follow their orders because he wasn't able to. He was catatonic and in shock and confused. They admit this, and yet they continue to claim that tasers were appropriate to use when he didn't comply. What in the world... I mean, what are they thinking? It's clear that these people are not here to protect and serve, because if they were, they would have said, "Hey, man, you okay? You okay, man? We got the paramedics on the way."
Yeah, and
that's all you need to do.
Right. Let's say they made a mistake and now they're covering up. Obviously, the more often that someone makes a mistake, and the more often it's covered up for them, the more they realize, I can do anything I want.
Mm.
And that's the message that's being sent to police officers everywhere. I'm sure that there are a whole bunch of police officers that do their best day in and day out to protect and serve the public.
But the sad part is, a number of them are sadists.
Yeah, and they're being...
Straight up. The
message that's being sent to them, what they're being incentivized to do, is whatever the hell they want. And that's not good. That's not good for anyone. It wouldn't be good for you and me if we were put in a position of power and allowed to do whatever we wanted without any kind of punishment if we did something wrong.
So even the fact they demanded him lay down face down in the first place is inexcusable in the article writer's opinion. Remember, this
Mine
is
too.
A guy whose skin was burned almost to the bone. Didn't these people ever take a first aid class? And if not, what business do they have answering a call like this in the first place?
Excellent question.
They tasered him repeatedly, and they never gave him a chance to comply. They demanded that he lie down, and then that he go over there and lie down, directing him to a yard on the side of the road. This was after
It's a good idea to get the guy out of the yard. Giving him an order to move out of the road seems reasonable to me. What doesn't seem reasonable is punishing the guy when he doesn't follow the order,
right.
When his skin is hanging off and he's bloody from head to toe,
and
per their own description.
Remember, we're talking about a span of 28 seconds. So they gave him an order, he didn't comply, they tased him, then they gave him another order to go on the side of the road, but he was still being tased, so, you know, what are you supposed to do in that instance? When you get tased, you lose control of your muscles. You can't, I mean, this guy was already in bad shape.
Right.
So what is he supposed to do? So then they tased him again because he wouldn't comply, and then they tased him again.
Adam, it's bizarre.
The officers apparently, throughout the tasering, Mr. Cady never tried to hurt the officers, never resisted in any way other than to not go over there and lie down. And how could he have complied anyway, as they never stopped tasing him long enough to allow
him to do
so?
How do they even know this guy isn't deaf? You know, I mean,
we just had a story where the cops tased a man for being deaf.
Yeah.
Because he was pointing to his ear and saying, I can't hear you, so the cops tased him. The officers described him as convulsing.
In his own home.
And reacting to the taser as anyone would. Yet the media story is that he was unfazed by 50,000 volts from a stun gun. Makes him sound
that makes perfectly good sense to me that he was
in shock.
Well, yeah, he was in shock. I bet he was unfazed. But that doesn't mean you shoot him.
Makes him sound like a real scary monster, doesn't it? And that's the plan. A witness told me he heard Fuad begging the police not to tase him. Please don't. Please don't, he repeated. But they didn't stop. After being tased and tased and tased, he finally leapt up and tried to get away from the pain. He ran away from the officers. But the officers followed him and tased him again, because they don't know what else to do. They're just
apparently
morons.
They know how to shoot.
On another interesting side note, when they tased him this time, he may actually have been attempting to comply with their demands because he was trying to run in the direction of the yard they just told him to go over there to. In any event, when they followed him and hit him again with the taser, he turned and tried to go the other way. Blocked by the police car, he climbed up on top of it, still in a daze. And that's when they shot him to death. According to Robert Montgomery, one of the witnesses who was standing right there, it was so fast he couldn't believe what he saw. He said that there was no possible justification for what they did. And here again is an interesting detail for anyone who really cares what happens, which the media obviously doesn't. Because in their statements, both officers repeat an intriguing mantra. Both claim repeatedly that right before they shot, Fouad screamed, "I'm gonna kill you! I'm gonna kill you!" Strangely, both officers repeat this in the same dull monotone every time they say it, as if memorized from a cue card rather than experienced from real life. And even more bizarrely, the 9 other witnesses that were close enough to see and hear the entire incident, guess what they said?
They said they didn't hear that.
They didn't hear Fouad make this threat. If anything, all they heard was, "Please don't, please don't." No one, other than the officers themselves, heard them threaten their lives. Why do you think the media didn't see that? It was right there in the police reports. Why didn't they report the threat? Or why did they report the threat, but not the apparent contradiction of the facts? Why did they tell us what the police claimed without telling us this claim was an obvious lie? In fact, even if he had screamed out such a threat, it would have been irrelevant, because he was one small man.
Well, the media probably didn't even read the police report. Why would they read the police report
exactly.
When there's a press release?
No journalism. No real reporting. He was naked, burned, and in shock. I've seen a picture of this man. He's not a big guy. He's like maybe a little bit larger than, you know, maybe about your size, Mark. Not huge.
About 180 pounds?
Not a hulking dude. Aside from the guns and the tasers in their hands...
Speaking of hulking guns, I'm not that small.
Bergen actually had guns stuffed in every available orifice. Hey, he even had a gun in his fat little boot. How are we to believe that they could have feared for their lives, as they claim? That's what the cops said. They claimed that he was growling at them and telling them he was going to kill them. But none of the witnesses saw any of that stuff. And they were right there watching the whole time. So how do you explain this one? Can anybody really take the cops' side on this one, except for the cops? Well, guess what? We've got the official interview with one of the cop spokespeople on the way. This is Free Talk Live. We'll see what she has to say. What's her excuse? Formaldehyde, boric acid, styrene, butadiene, TDI. These are just some of the chemicals used to make conventional mattresses. Is this what you want to be breathing every night? Scientists worry about these chemicals' effects on the developing brains of children, but they're not good for anybody, especially people with allergies. Latex mattresses made by SaviRest are made of natural latex rubber with no off-gassing chemicals, and dust mites can't live in them. Go to SaviRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SaviRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
Can you hear that? It's the Federal Reserve stealing your savings. It's time for you to inflation-proof your money. Get America's second most popular currency, the Liberty Dollar, 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's been America's inflation-proof currency since 1998. Use the Liberty Dollar to make money, do good, and have fun. Get it at a discount and use it at a profit. Stop being ripped off. Start using the Liberty Dollar and return America to value, $1 at a time. Call 888-LIB-DOLLAR or visit libertydollar.org.
In a world of government oppression and tyranny, the struggle between freedom and fascism, comes a story about two people who are faced with the challenge to stand up and do the right thing for liberty.
A face was every face I've ever known. The face was my own face.
GCN brings you Uncivil Liberties, a movie the government does not want you to see. A political thriller ripped from today's headlines, domestic spying, wiretapping, government chipping, and more.
The enemy of my enemy is my ally.
For your copy of this hard-hitting film that will open your eyes, go to UncivilLiberties.com to receive your full-length feature on DVD for only $13.95.
People should look one another in the eye before they go killing for causes.
That's UncivilLiberties.com to view the movie trailer, read reviews, and purchase the DVD. UncivilLiberties.com. Because in this world, liberty is all that we have, and we must take it back. Support independent media. Purchase a copy today at UncivilLiberties.com.
Hemp, the superfood for you and your family. Hemp has nutritional values that far exceed any known plant. Hemp. Used for food, clothing, and shelter since time began. Hemp. This God-given food source is controlled by your government, making it not legal to grow for American people and farmers, but legal to import. Our founding fathers grew hemp because they knew of the benefits it offered. The protein powder, seeds, and oil are available through hempusa.org. Recommended daily intake of this food source will allow the body to heal itself from many ailments. Loaded with potassium, magnesium, calcium, essential fatty acids, amino acids, and nutrients not available in other plants. Hemp can be stored with a long shelf life as a life-sustaining food source for you and your family. Could this be the government's best-kept secret? Call today at 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Learn. Help. Shop at hempusa.org. We do not charge for shipping. That's 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras, cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home. Night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go online and check out our huge selection of spy-related gear. Christmas is coming, so don't delay. Go to spyville.com. That is S-P-Y-V-I-L-L-E.com. Or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Talk Live. It is your show. It is the live Saturday edition. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That is the SACL, CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you. And Mark, and you can join us online at freetalklive.com. If you like the show, you want to help support Free Talk Live, go and become the Free Talk Live amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is if you want to help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations across the country, then you should go and contribute $3 a month to the show. Well, now we take that money in and we reinvest it into advertising to radio stations, reaching out to them and getting the show on, thereby spreading the message of freedom and liberty. And if that's valuable to you and you want to get some perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, chat room, and more, go to amp.freetalklive.com.
Your mattress was likely manufactured using all kinds of chemicals, like insecticides, fire retardants. Everybody can guess that it's a bad idea to sleep inches from those kind of fumes wafting up into your nostrils for 8 hours a day. Well, Savvy Rest mattresses are made of 100% natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton, so there's none of that stuff involved. They have crib mattresses, too, in case you don't want your children experiencing that. SavvyRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of. That's SavvyRest.com.
So we're talking about it, and we've been talking about it all hour, because it's just such a tragic, disgusting case. It's the case of a man named Fouad Katy. He was late 20s at the time of his death a couple of years ago at the hands of the police, a couple of the police departments in Oregon. Sandy, I believe, is the area in Oregon that this happened. And essentially what happened was his car caught fire on the inside. He got out. It was severely burned, was naked, stumbled around a bit, completely just out of it. I mean, he was in shock from having his skin falling off and being covered in blood. Sat down in the middle of the road when the police arrived in front of several witnesses. The cops rolled out of their cars, started shouting orders at this man, and he was so out of it he wasn't really able to follow the orders. Instead of trying to help him, they shouted orders at him, tasered him several times, and then shot him to death. And it's just the police just are just making crap up. The police claimed that he said he was going to kill them and was growling at them. But the witnesses said he said, please, the witnesses told them that he said that Fouad, the victim here, said, please don't. Not I'm going to kill you. And there were 9 witnesses and only 2 cops. But for some reason, the police's own investigation, as almost always, you can almost always count on it,
You can always count on the police to back themselves up. They close the thin blue line around their, you know, the officers that are under suspicion, and they do their own investigation on themselves, and their investigation always turns out, well, let me just read the details here. This, again, from the Portland Indy Media. In September, Deputy Dave Willard of Clackamas County Sheriff's Office shot and killed Fuad Cady in cold blood. He did it, ironically enough, because he didn't want to get his blood on his hands. That is Mr. Cady's.
Ah, now that makes sense. It all comes together for me now.
What do you mean?
Because none of this made any sense. It didn't make any sense to me why they would leave the guy in the road, why they wouldn't try to help him off to the side of the road, why they would treat him like he was a madman when he clearly had been terribly injured. This guy felt threatened by the guy's blood.
He did mention something about that, yes. But they also allegedly felt threatened by his
alleged
threats.
He did, though. He felt threatened by the guy's blood, so he shot him so he wouldn't have to deal with him.
Yeah, that's just nuts.
They should give these cops plastic gloves. I understand
they have gloves.
He was covered in blood, and that's probably what the concern was, is that it would get on him someplace else besides the hands.
Well, then stand there and wait for the paramedics.
At the very least, direct traffic around the guy sitting Indian style on the road.
But guess what? Officer Willard was cleared by the Clackamas County Board of Review. According to Samira Cady, which was his mother, they didn't even have the grace to tell the family. Instead, she learned that her son's killer would be exonerated from a local news reporter who called to get her comment. Those who remember the egregious coverage the situation received in the media will not be surprised to know she didn't give them a comment. She chose instead to give Indy Media the story. Upon learning of the shocking news, I called the Clackamas County Sheriff's Office, CCSO, to find out what their thinking process could possibly be. I spoke with Deputy Wendy Bapst, the public relations officer. And this is just an amazing story of just whitewashing and how slimy these cops are. I mean, this is their official spokesperson. You'll be blown away. Although this information will not be publicly released until later this evening, Deputy Wendy Babs, the PIO, stated that the sheriff's office reviewed the incident in which Fuad was killed and determined that no policies or procedures were violated.
Shooting some guy who's injured.
Tasing a man who is bleeding in the street, sitting down Indian style, tasing him repeatedly and then shooting him to death. They didn't violate any procedures, so it's by the book. No one's going to get in trouble for this. Anyway, so the author here expressed some shock that someone could get away with approaching an unarmed, injured person bleeding in the street, tase him repeatedly, and then kill him without violating any policies or procedures. And the spokesbureaucrat assured me that Clackamas County policies and procedures do, in fact, allow such an action. All citizens of Clackamas County be warned. Asked whether there would be any changes in policies or procedures, since this points out some very disconcerting problems, she said there would likely be some changes. She said the first step in such a review is to determine whether policies were followed, and the next step, whether any changes can be made. Asked what they'll do to ensure nothing like this ever happens again, she offered some very revealing insight into how these things work. Deputy Babs said the sheriff's office will form a critical incident review board so that they can study incidents like this one. In addition, they'll be ensuring that more officers receive crisis intervention team training. When I pointed out that Officer Willard had, in fact, already received that training, she conceded that he did. How, then, do you imagine that this training will prevent another senseless death if the person who committed this one had the training? She said, I'm not going to debate you. I'm just going to tell you that we will have the training.
Okay, have the training.
At this
point, what are you going to do to the officers that shot the injured guy?
Not a damn thing. He still got his job. At this point, she made an interesting comment when she called me Cat and said that she could give me a syllabus from the classes, but that you will only put it up on Indy Media. I found this quite interesting indeed, since I had not told her my name or mentioned any connection with Indy Media. But she had other changes to propose. She went on to say they'll be instituting training in vehicle extraction techniques in order to facilitate removing people from vehicles in a manner less likely to result in deadly force.
This guy wasn't in a vehicle.
As she says, but since Fuad Cady was not in a vehicle, I'm having difficulty in understanding how this might help prevent another incident such as this one. Deputy Babs could only weakly respond, I can only tell you that any type of training will help. See, I like reading it like a robot because these people are just, they're not human. I asked whether there
would be any... They're human. They're just, you know, just making excuses.
I asked whether there'd be any changes in policy regarding the use of tasers. She said there would not. I persisted in asking about the use of tasers for compliance on an unarmed injured person, and she told me that the use of tasers is not even being reviewed by the sheriff's office. Inexplicably, she went on to explain, "We use tasers all the time on unarmed people. I can't see how that will change." Finally, I asked about the investigation itself. Would there be any changes in the way an investigation such as this is handled? In what way? She asked. Well, for one, I wanted to know, why was the sheriff's office allowed to investigate itself? Is this the norm? I will add that, yes, it is.
Absolutely the norm. And it doesn't make any sense that an organization, a member of the organization that does something wrong should be allowed to investigate itself.
Might there be any changes in this regard? She replied that the sheriff's office conducted its own investigation into the conduct of its officers because that's the way it's always been done.
And it's a bad way to do it. For the sheriff's office, let's look at the office and the incentive behind it. Is it going to be good or bad for the sheriff's office if one of their members looks like is found guilty of doing something wrong?
It's going to be bad.
It's going to be bad.
Don't want to look
bad. So the sheriff's office is incentivized to make... To exonerate the member of its organization that did something wrong.
Killing is all part of the procedure, Mark. She said, she went on to say that no one allows us or doesn't allow us to conduct our investigations. We just do. At this point, I tried to focus on how the investigation was conducted. I wanted to know why they spent all their time and resources trying to dig up dirt on Flawed Katie and not on actually investigating the people that did the shooting. She said they interviewed all the people they felt were pertinent and said it was important to talk to all the people that knew Fuad and who might have known something about his state of mind. But if I'd shot and killed someone, I said, wouldn't you be investigating me? Would you not be investigating the person I shot? Would you? She said, well, I understand that the investigators asked the officers some very specific questions. She went on to list the types of questions the officers were asked. Are you saying, I said, that if I shot someone to death, would you would be content to ask me some very specific questions, and that would be it? I'm not sure what you're driving at, she said. I did try to make myself more crystal clear, but it proved more difficult than one would believe. I admit at this point I finally lost my temper with her. And I can't pretend I'm neutral about this. An officer tortured, then shot and killed, an obviously unarmed man in broad daylight in front of witnesses, and has no excuses for himself. And that's where the case ends. They got away with it again, Mark. It could be you or I. It could be anybody you know. It could be you next.
This guy didn't have a criminal record.
Not at all. No drug history. Nothing.
Could be you.
Hour number two's on the way. You can take control of the airwaves. Thomas, Ziggy, we'll take your calls about anything. This is your show, the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
Let's face it, the political landscape today is all about blaming the other guy. Democrats blame Republicans, Republicans blame Democrats. But I've got to say, at least they're throwing rocks in the right direction. We libertarians are good about fighting amongst ourselves. It's time to pick a candidate, a serious candidate for president, and start moving forward. That candidate is George Phillies.
This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message, paid for by Phillies 2008.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local station and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Spyville.